friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Groom fighting stage 4 cancer gets married in hospital, and then doctors have amazing news. Ran by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. There's something about wedding vows that speak of the deep love we feel when we find our life partner, no matter how long or short our time is. And this sweet story tells of a cancer patient who gets married in the hospital. The groom was fighting stage 4 cancer, gets married in the hospital, and then the doctors have amazing news. I imagine the vows, till death do us part, took on a precious new meaning for Zach and Madison Stroop. Zach had been fighting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and Crohn's disease. Zach and Madison started out in life like many couples do. They met each other in high school, and a few years later, they found love. The couple thought they had had the whole world at their feet as they began to build a life and future together. Zach was a bodybuilder and insurance agent, while Madison became a hairstylist. A couple of years into dating, Zach suddenly began to not feel like himself. 2 days later, he learned he had Crohn's disease. The couple took the diagnosis in stride and attempted to get a handle on it. Despite the medical treatment, his health continued to decline until he was a shadow of what he once was. He had lost so much weight and was in a lot of pain. One night, he was awakened with a sharp chest pains and a fever. Madison rushed him to the hospital, where they received news that obliterated their future together. Cancer never crossed our minds, being 22 and 24 years old. The doctor came in, and he looked like he had just seen a ghost. He told us, "I believe you have cancer." "It felt like the walls were closing in," Madison said. The couple then received a death sentence when Zach was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Suddenly, their future was so dark, and they knew they would be walking through the shadow of the valley of death with no hope. Yet, the couple refused to believe there was no hope and ultimately decided to fight for what little life they had left together. During the 9 months that Zach was in the hospital, it was a roller coaster ride. He would go through rounds of treatment before he went into remission. Then a few months later, he learned the cancer had come back with a vengeance. It had spread to the spine and brain. One evening, Zach felt even worse than usual, and thankfully a nurse insisted on a CT scan, where they learned he had a perforated bowel and needed surgery immediately. That nurse saved Zach's life. Zach had been fighting for months, and he was ready to give up. He didn't know how much more he could take. At this point, knowing he had cancer that spread to his brain and that had perforation and chemotherapy on top of it, Zach was depleted, said Madison. He looked me in the eyes crying, telling me that he didn't want to fight anymore. So Madison did only what she could do. She wanted Zach to know how much she loved him. She canceled their wedding that was set months into the future and planned a wedding in 48 hours. Thanks to her hospital family, nurses came in on their day off to get this precious bride ready, where she walked down the hospital halls to say, "I love you for better or worse, in sickness and in health," to the man of her dreams. It was what Zach needed to give him hope to fight. I was pretty tapped out at that point. Our wedding definitely gave me a lot of positivity and hope. I had pretty much given up on myself, but I still wanted to fight for Maddie, and that's what I did. Through God's miraculous healing, Zach became healthy enough for a bone marrow transplant. Later, the couple learned Zach's cancer had gone into remission. Now that he is healthy enough to go home, the couple is learning just how precious life is as they relish the little things like waking up in bed next to each other. After such a dark and difficult journey where hope was fragile but vital part of living, the couple decided to share their story to give others in their shoes a heaping dose of faith to fight with all the strength they have. We wanted to inspire other people who are going through similar situations, whether it's cancer or depression or other challenging things, to keep fighting because you never know what's behind the next door, Madison said. We pray they keep fighting the good fight of faith, and we hope their story inspires you to keep your eyes on Christ and keep going one day at a time. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Shaq spots crying kid at store and after schooling him, blesses him with new shoes. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Shaquille O'Neal is known for doing random acts of kindness, and recently, Shaq buys shoes for a crying kid that he met at a store. The impact that Shaq has can be seen on and off the court, and he is not just loved by the NBA community, but his community at large. This former basketball player's kindness has touched so many people. Just to name a few of his kind deeds, Shaq has paid for a stranger's wedding ring when they are shopping at Zales, and is known to help people out in need that he meets in malls and stores. "This is something I do every day," Shaq shared. "The other day, my wife and I were furniture shopping, and this lady, she had this autistic daughter. She was looking to pay for some furniture. I just took care of it." Shaq also helps out his community by spreading holiday magic by giving away toys to children during Thanksgiving and Christmas. Recently, Shaq met a little boy crying in a store. The boy told the athlete that his father was upset with him, and Shaq told him to go give your dad a hug and tell him you're sorry. Then Shaq proceeded with buying the kid two pairs of shoes, a coat, and some socks that the father had picked out. Shaq even watched some videos of the little boy playing basketball and gave him some compliments and encouragement about his game. What an incredible act of kindness that left such a lasting impact on that young boy and his dad. God bless Shaq and the way that he uses his blessings to bless those around him.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.